Welcome to the
traditions.
The guiding principles, huh? Are you done, Art?
One second. Okay. Listen, I made a huge mistake and started to doodle on a tablecloth this day. Please don't doodle on a tablecloth.
No doodle on a tablecloth.
All right. So we're doing the new book that was released, The Guided Principles, and this is the workshop. This is actually available online at NA.org. It was, I think, posted yesterday. It's part of the three IDTs that come out, you know, in our cycles. So all this information is available online, so you can go back to your home groups, your areas, regions, and maybe participate in some of these workshops and what we're doing today. So welcome. We're just going to do this the NA way. Normally, we do the large group discussion and break it down in small groups and then come together at the end. So unless you've been living under a rock, we approved this book at the last conference, 2016, by overwhelming majority. Our hopes is that this book will be a resource to improve our understanding of the traditions and how to implement these principles in our lives, in our home groups, and when we do service. The workshop is designed to introduce members to the new piece of literature and to provide the opportunity to participate in sort of a discussion. The book aims to inspire. So what's in the book? You guys got a book on your table. You can break it open. Anybody familiar with it at all? Everybody explore it, not explore it? Excuse me?
I've read it a couple times.
Nope. Right on. So in the beginning of each, and at the end of each chapter, there's a little essay that it starts out with. They're just a short reading to introduce you to the tradition. And then there's a word-by-word illustration in there. So if we look at tradition one, and we go to tradition one, we see that the printing of the essay in the front and in the back of it is in a different, what do you call it, italic font. So they stand out. And then and then you have word by word. And it gives you an illustration of what that is. So we go through words, principles, and phrases that are within the, there's a list of principles right below it. So it gives you an opportunity word by word to examine the principles and to go through this. You might want to include some research, like from a dictionary, you know, what that means, kind of like when we work our steps and we don't know what something means and our sponsor sends us to the dictionary or to find out our own meaning for it. You know, kind of like the same thing here. And then the spiritual principles, they invite us to explore some of the principles associated with each traditions in writing and or discussion. And then there's three main sections of the tradition. You have for the members, and then you have for the groups, and then you have in service. So that's what I really enjoy about this book, is having all those different aspects of our lives that we can apply these principles to, and what that means for us. Any questions on that? Okay, then I'm going to turn this over to Christina.
Okay, next slide.
And on your tables, you do have this. It's the same thing as up there. Okay. So I would like someone to please read what is on this. Steve, go ahead.
Do you want me to do it? What did you do from the microphone? The way you're going here.
All right. Okay, so it's here. So each tradition, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Each tradition embodies a variety of spiritual principles. The list of principles and values below may be useful as we consider applications of this tradition. Explore them in writing or discussion with your sponsor or other NA members. If other principles or values not listed below seem relevant to you, include those as well. And the principles are integrity, responsibility, unity, anonymity, commitment, empathy, service, purpose, open-mindedness, surrender, fidelity, consistency, vigilance, passion, compassion, security, and hope. So let's look at an example of consistency. Consistency is a spiritual principle that keeps us doing what we do. It begins with the refrain, "Keep coming back." Coming to meetings regularly helps us stay clean, and it also carries a message of hope. We keep coming back because it works. The group depends on its members, and members depend on the group being true to its purpose. Showing up consistently, sharing honestly, and treating others with respect all further our primary purpose. A consistent message is powerful. When our actions and messages are clear and consistent, our groups cannot fail. So, what we're going to do now is... That's a little exciting. What's going to happen next? Okay, please, we'll look at the list of principles and discuss how it can be applied to home group service. So, let's look at the list and see how it can be applied to home group service. So, we'll start with... integrity. Who wants to talk about integrity and how it applies to home group service? Who wants to go first? Integrity. Yes.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Okay.
So just stay true to our primary purpose.
Please raise your hand. Okay. Thank you.
Say if we're being recorded, you might want to repeat what they said.
Are we writing it on these boards or no?
We are not. This is just to get into the mindset of thinking about the principles, and you will do this by yourself or with your group or your sponsor or whoever. But it's just to get in the practice. So this is really just brainstorming. There's no wrong answer. So we'll just go to the next one. Responsibility. How does responsibility relate to home group service? Yes.
Showing up every week at your home group.
Thank you. Anyone else on responsibility? Yes?
Make sure you have all your supplies that you need.
Okay. Yes.
Starting and ending on time.
Great. Yes.
Cleaning up after ourselves.
Cleaning up after ourselves. Yes. I will try to remember to state it. Yes.
Make sure the newcomer feels welcome.
Make sure the newcomer feels welcome. Okay, unity. How does unity apply to our home group service? It says home group service. The exercise is to discuss the list of principles and discuss how it can be applied to home group service. Unity. How does unity apply to home group service? Anybody? Yes.
If there's no consistency in your home group, then there is no unity.
If there's no consistency, there's no unity.
No consensus.
Consensus, I'm sorry. Anonymity. How does anonymity apply to home group service? Yes.
Everybody's equal.
Everybody's equal.
It's not an I, it's a we.
It's not an I, it's a we.
Check your egos at the door.
Check your egos at the door. Great. Okay. Commitment. How does commitment apply to home group service? Yes, Art.
Showing up.
Showing up.
No matter what, even when you don't want to.
Showing up no matter what, even when you don't want to. Okay. Commitment. Yes.
You have a prior commitment. You know, other things are secondary.
This is a prior commitment. Other things are secondary. All right. How about empathy? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
I was going to say greet the newcomer.
Greet the newcomer. It's very important. Okay. Empathy. How does empathy apply to home group service? Yes.
We can relate with how you feel. When we're carrying our message, we can relate to
how we can relate to how other people feel. Right. Yes.
A relapse doesn't mean you have something wrong with you. Right. You know, we welcome people even though they may have relapsed.
Okay, a relapse doesn't mean something's wrong with you, and we welcome people back no matter what. Anyone else?
So when yes. somebody comes in new and they say sober, that we have an understanding behind that. Yeah.
So new people who say sober.
We say clean here, Rex.
Hey, is your hand raised? Yeah, go ahead.
George, you can gently communicate.
That's a controversy. I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Accepting other people's shortcomings.
Accepting other people's shortcomings. Yes. Okay, service. How does service apply to home group service? Yes. Home group service, yes.
Service is giving and not self-recognition.
Service is giving and not self-recognition. Great. All right. Yes.
There are no positions that are too small.
There are no positions that are too small.
Ooh, very good. Very good.
And all the work gets done before the meeting gets started. Like all the coffee's set up on time, and we show the newcomer that those positions are being fulfilled.
All the work is done before the meeting starts, showing a good example of
preparation.
Being a part of. Okay. Purpose. What about purpose? Purpose and home group service. Purpose. Yes.
Carrying a message, not the mess.
Carrying a message, not the mess. Somebody had their hand up over here? Okay. Did you have your hand up? No. Okay. Yes.
The addict that still suffers is the point.
The addict who still suffers.
The home group is there to carry the message that any addict can get clean. Carry that message to the addict who still suffers, whether it be the newcomer or the junkie who's just coming in.
Yes, so any addict can get clean. Thank you. Did I come? Open. Oh, I'm sorry. Good. That's good. That's good. Yes.
I was just going to say the message is hope and not war stories.
Yeah. The message is hope, not war stories. Yes. Okay. Open mindedness. How does open-mindedness, that principle, relate to home group service? Yes?
Listening.
Yes?
Not prejudging. Keeping your ego out of the group conscience.
Being open to new perspectives. Yes. Yes?
Being inclusive of everyone.
Remaining teachable.
I'm open for change.
Serving by example.
Okay. All right, surrender. How does surrender, that principle, how does that relate to home group service? Yes.
Not fighting group conscience.
I am not in control. Nobody's in control. Well, somebody's in control. Okay. All right. Let's go to fidelity. Yes, fidelity.
Picking a home group and staying with that home group, and also if you're a part of another service committee or some other service body, not mixing motives into
Not mixing motives into what you do.
With the home group. You know, like, let's push our H&I agenda or let's...
Not pushing personal agendas.
Yes.
I think if your home group, like in the format, asks you not to use your phone, if you consider yourself a home group member, you should not use your phone in the meeting.
Don't use your phone in the meeting, especially if that's part of your regulations. Okay, Natalia?
Fidelity to our message. If you're a secretary and you're choosing speakers who carry a clear NA message.
Okay, fidelity to our message. Choosing speakers that carry a clear NA message. Keeping your word. Shiloh, you had your hand up? No? Okay.
I think fidelity, when I think of service and I think of our traditions, I think of supporting what we decide to do. So in other words, I may not agree in the group conscience, but if the conscience is to do this, then I need to support that and have fidelity towards it.
Supporting the group conscience, yes. Okay, consistency. How does the principle of consistency relate to home group service? We're just throwing out ideas. Everybody's welcome. Yes?
When you see consistency, the meeting tends to go better. As far as like regular home group members attending or regular meetings that are done correctly or a timer, whatever. Everything in the meeting itself is coming.
Maintaining consistency helps to keep the meeting going and running.
Yeah, showing the newcomer that, you know, what commitment means, you know. To me, consistency is also a tie-in with commitment. You know, you do what you say you're going to do. The meeting starts at such and such time. Kind of like what you're saying. The meeting starts at such and such time. That's when it starts. You know, and it's open consistently from beginning to end, even if there's only one attic in the room.
Consistency is related to commitment. Yes.
Following the meeting format.
Following the meeting format.
You're providing a safe and dependable place.
Providing a safe place, dependable place. And I apologize in advance if I don't exactly, if my summary doesn't exactly say what you're saying. I'm trying to do my best. Okay. Yes. Somebody. Yes.
Consistent attendance by regular home group members makes it comfortable for a newcomer to keep coming back.
Okay. Makes it easier for a home group member to come back. Yes.
Staying consistent was something kind of teaching the newcomer taught me that it's okay to have structure in my life with, as an addict and plugging parts of my makeup.
Demonstrate structure in one's life.
Show up
for the newcomer.
To make sure everything is taken care of.
Okay. All right, making sure everything's taken care of. Okay, vigilance. How does the principle of vigilance relate to the home group service? Yes.
All home group members are responsible for the decorum of the meeting and should bear that responsibility to minimize disruption.
All home group members are need to focus on the decorum in the meeting to maintain the structure. Yes.
Vigilance is feeling empowered to say, hey, we can't smoke this close to the building, or we're not supposed to park here. Feeling empowered to be able to tell people that.
Allows us to feel empowered to maintain the rules of the facility and the meeting, so we keep the meeting. Yes.
The responsibility of the home group to encourage sponsorship to the newcomer.
The responsibility of the home group to encourage sponsorship for the newcomer. Yes.
Or make sure if some newcomer or somebody standing alone, you include them.
Make sure that people who are kind of off in the distance, invite them in. That's part of being vigilant. Okay. Passion. Passion and home group service. Okay. Yes.
When I talked about recovery and service with enthusiasm, instead of it being a chore, that is contagious. My enthusiasm is contagious.
Talking about recovery with passion and enthusiasm encourages service. It is attractive. Yes.
I think passion, we think of passion to be like this enthusiasm, as you said, but I think passion also means doing things with a smile on your face and being happy about what you do. You know, liking recovery and liking being in a meeting and showing that. Instead of like, you know, how people are like, yeah, how was the meeting? Yeah, well, you want to show a little, that you're smiling. Hey, it's good to be here. It's good to be clean. I think that's passion.
Keep a smile. We want people to believe that it's fun. No, it's true. It's good. Yes, it's part of passion.
I think the better that we can communicate our gratitude for what recovery has done for us in our lives, we can hopefully transmit that passion to the newcomers.
Okay, yes, transmitting that passion through our example. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
Stan. We're trying to get this in some kind of way, but so I'm going to use passion. I'm going to use all the rest of them too. Our principles is staying after the meeting for the business meeting so you can vote on self-determination and work. then we need to get that book back to our areas.
Staying after the business meeting and being a part of this, making sure that the vote is carried. Yes.
I brag about my recovery at the meeting. I brag about going to the meeting all the time. And let them know. And I don't act like I go once in a while. I tell them every time I see her, hey, you need every fucking thing, man.
Brag about your recovery.
Those are exactly the words
she is, right? I believe it. Okay. Yes. Thank you. All right. We have three more. Anybody who hasn't spoken, please feel free to participate. We want to hear from everybody, where possible. Compassion. How does compassion relate to home group service?
Identification.
Caring. Okay. Acceptance.
I think it's, I don't even know how to exactly put this, but you know when there's a little side talk going on, somebody's sharing really something deep and meaningful, and then they laugh over here. So being in tune with what's being shared.
Yeah. Be in tune with what's being shared.
Be present.
Be considerate and be present. Security. How does security relate to home group service? Yes. Yes.
Being safe.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Being safe.
Being safe, yes.
Feeling like, you know, secure that your anonymity is going to be protected, that you can share something without the fear of it leaving that room and being shared around the fellowship, you know. Security that you can go there and you don't have to worry about having somebody, you know, sitting there getting high next to you. Being secure.
Okay. So being secure in anonymity, being secure in what you're sharing is not being shared outside, and being secure that you will be protected in the meeting, yes.
Security for me is a huge thing. I just walked away from my home group after 15 years. Community is no longer unity. It's a huge clip going on with here, like this gentleman was sharing that, you know, somebody's sharing about somebody, you know, in tears, and a clip going on.
So security is
a yes.
Listening, being part of. So we found a spiritual principle that's not on this list that's been mentioned a couple times, which is being considerate. So that's part of the process of working on the steps. Yes.
So having a plan in place to deal with violent or disruptive behavior before it happens.
Mm-hmm. Plan in place for violent and disruptive behavior. Yes.
I think that's another one, respecting our facilities so we don't lose our meeting places.
Respecting our facilities, we don't lose our meeting space. Okay. All right, last one. And again, this is just kind of getting the juices flowing so that you can bring this to your relationships and recovery and how to do it. So hope. Let's talk about hope and how that principle relates to home group service. Hope. Yes.
If when you share, you back that up with your actions, that's the best way that I believe to communicate hope to the newcomer.
Walking your talk, backing up what you do and say, what you say with what you do. All right. Yes.
Yeah. Hearing other people's experience without, like I think you mentioned earlier, not going into war stories, but I believe that we need to share our experience because it was important to me when I first came to relate. You know, there's that fine line between going crazy on the war story and experience it. You know, that we can relate to the newcomer and old times.
Relating to experience, not the war stories. Yes.
A lot of what we're talking about here is how we carry ourselves. And for me, the most effective way for me to carry the message of recovery is in the way that I carry myself. And so when I carry myself in a way that projects hope, I'm carrying the message of recovery to a newcomer.
Yes, how you carry yourself is the message.
Doing the right thing for the right
reason.
Remembering that almost all of our spiritual principles are founded on hope.
Remembering that most of our spiritual principles all maybe are founded on hope. Yes.
I think that, so as we talk about war stories too, like sometimes hearing a war story is like, if that person is stately and so could I. So sometimes it works good.
Okay, yes,
but
very
like,
true.
Through sharing and also in our literature, when it talks about how any addict in Narcotics Anonymous, that spirit of anonymity that we have in a meeting that says that you're an addict just trying to stay clean a day at a time. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, what. In a meeting in Narcotics Anonymous, you're an addict just like me trying to stay clean a day at a time. And that hope, as well as for me as an old timer, as well as a newcomer, I still need that hope too, and to watch newcomers grow and then to watch us stay clean as an
that any addict seeking recovery has the opportunity to do so. Okay. So I will be turning over the presentation back to Rex for small group activity discussion. Here we go. Here's Rex.
Thanks, Christine. Awesome. All right. So now we're going to do the small group discussion. And so we've kind of already divided you guys up, didn't know it, but on your table, there's going to be a page that looks, thank you, Christine. And one table is going to have tradition one, another table is going to have tradition two. Hello, excuse me. You'll have plenty of time to make all the noise you want to in just a second. Can you please give me a moment of your attention. Thank you. So so each table has a worksheet with a tradition on it, okay? What we ask is that the person that's going to be the scribe be somebody that has really great penmanship. Because we're going to collect excuse me. We're going to collect these from you, so you're not going to be able to keep them. You can photocopy them, with your take a picture of them, whatever. You don't have one?
There's only one per table. So one of us have a worksheet in this paper.
Maybe this is it.
So we have two. You get.
Okay, so, and then also I'd like to say that the books that are on our table, we're going to figure out a way that somebody at each table will leave with that book, okay? And we'll let you know what that is. We'll let you know what that is at that moment, I guess. So, okay. You got to pick a good scribe that has great penmanship. Okay. And then, like always, we have a facilitator at each table to kind of herd the cats, right?
So. If you are tradition two, like this table, this is the question that you want to ask and discuss amongst your group and the scribe. Please write down what you discuss. So tradition two is, what does a good group conscience process look like? What would the observer notice about decision making we have to provide? Hey, excuse me, I'd like to hear what it's about.
All right. We done all our talking? Back up here? So, everybody understand what we're going to do? Okay, so each table has a worksheet that has a tradition on it that has, according to which tradition you have, there's a question that's asked, and then so you go around the table and collect your ideas on the worksheet, and then at the end of the, when everybody's done, then we'll have our next session, which is sharing the results from what we've done at the work that we've done at the table. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Matt. My name is Leslie. And I'm a stickler. So, how much time do we have?
Well,
as a facilitator, I can just like go to get everybody in.
We're done here at 11:30, right? 11:45. So we got about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah, that good?
Just that right. Question.
Yep. Okay. Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Everybody understand? I'm done.
You guys want to
Thank you.
So we painted this whole entire house, so we would the new person.
Okay, we're going to do each tradition at a time. The person at your table who is the scribe or the speaker, please present. I'm going to start with tradition one. Who's tradition one in the group?
Tradition one, two.
Okay, we have two tables. All right.
Let's
three.
Go. Three.
All right.
Three tables?
Okay. My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. I'm a recovering addict from the greater LA area.
What?
Yes. And I'm from Compton, so.
Yeah.
Okay. From my table, they. Tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Do you want me to read
that? No, just read your response.
Okay.
Read the question.
The question was, does our NA community work together in a spirit of unity? How can we build or enhance a spirit of unity? And whether we mostly we got no spirit of unity, Rhode Island and Monterey, since in service not seeing unity. Territory seems to be a problem. We need to learn to drop that sense of territory. Too many eyes and not enough weeds. Okay. Then we have recovery inclusive. Everybody needs more, and exclusive old boys don't need anymore. Don't include the age of recovery so everyone can feel a part of. Breaking bread together, sharing ideas. Hold events in other areas, not always in the same location. Put principles before personality. Older members staying involved and mentoring newer members. Older members need to be open to newer members' suggestions, and sponsorship is vital.
Okay. Next table. All right. I'm an addict. My name is Nora.
Okay. We also had tradition one, so I'm not going to read what you already heard. So we came up with first the definition of unity, joined as a whole. Also, we talked about inclusivity. To not forget the newcomers, a good idea is to have greeters at meetings and inviting the newcomer to the meeting after the meeting. Somebody mentioned their home group has Taco Tuesdays. I want to go there. Yeah, Taco Tuesdays, awesome. Some of the making sure that we talked a lot about equity of voice, that everybody gets a chance to state their point of view. So instead of, like, say, somebody stating their opinion and then they get into a conversation with this person over here about what they just said, going around the table and everybody being able to say how they feel first. Let's see, inclusiveness is necessary, talked about consensus-based voting, and being vigilant is important, and affirming people for their service or their opinion if it's like a discussion, you know, giving them the attaboy or attagirl for participating, making them feel good about their participation. And that's, is that, did I get the important part?
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a third table on tradition one? Right. Yes, here we go. Tony.
Hey.
How are you? Give me a hug.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of the same. My name is Tony. I'm an addict. For me, I eat foothills. San Bernardino. Beautiful San Bernardino. Okay, one activities are a good way to enhance unity, giving newcomers a commitment to give a sense of purpose and what we meant, like helping set up and cleaning up and helping them be a part of. And then to be responsible when we select our trusted servants. Three, if a group decides not to have their meeting on a given holiday, it needs to be listed in a directory. Four, show commitment by offering the newcomer solutions by inviting them to activities. Kind of redundant there, but we got that. Hang out after the meeting to show unity. Have fellowship outside the meeting, after the meeting. Reach out, not click up. That's all. Yep, you want the pink or Christmas?
Tradition two. My name is Julie. I'm an addict from California Mid-State Region, specifically Twain Heart, California. Tradition two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a living God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The question is, there's two questions. The first part of the question is, what does a good group conscience process look like? And we answered that with harmony, unity, organization, good communication, a process to bring a higher power into every decision. Everyone has a voice. Principles are placed before personalities and inclusivity. I heard that on the last one quite a few times. The second part of the question was, what would an observer notice about decision making in our service body? If you speak up, a majority don't know what's going on. Everyone has an opportunity to give input. I gotta be able to read my stuff, right? Some people are counting the minutes to be able to leave the group. A desire for simplicity, anonymity, a group learning environment, diversity, carefully considering all viewpoints, eager to work, tearing it up. Somebody said that, I had to write it down. That Steve was the facilitator, that there was a sense of humor in our group, a bit of ego, and that Julie was the real boss.
Wait a minute, I didn't hear that part.
He said it.
I'm an addict, and my name is Leslie, and I'm from Northern California, specifically Santa Rosa. Okay, tradition two. Clearly defining topics followed by the open discussion, considering all expressions. Group understanding of consensus and its principles of group conscience. No group conscience if not all are participating. Connecting to all members, lead towards the best consensus, all have a vote, if all have a vote, then it raises the opportunity, set aside personal to get to the larger group goal, consensus is close to unanimous, if not unanimous. First would notice chaos, then restoring of order, and at the end, the consensus would come, an act of God. In process, greater good always rises to the surface, watching people agree to disagree or even agree to not disagree. Decision reflects the addict that still suffers. I can't read my own writing. lifting people, practicing lifting, keeping focus and respectful participation. All of that is in need of a good facilitator. Getting more accomplished when structure and process is played out at the beginning, so knowing what your process is before you start. Consensus when possible, and only moving to a vote when a decision must be made immediately, and respecting group decision whether you agree or not.
Are you still on two?
Yes. My name is Bob. I'm an addict. The two questions about how a good group conscious process happens and how an observer would, you know, see our process unfolding. Kind of one answer floated to the other. I have eight different answers here. Giving everybody a chance to engage in the discussion, and everyone has a voice. And another answer here was, if it's been said, it's okay being said. You don't have to repeat it. Why can't they just move on? Like I said, here I am. Open discussion should be had, and then voting should take place, and then moving forward is what should happen. Issues are discussed with what benefits the newcomer. Decisions are as close to consensus as possible, or they should be tabled. Inviting a higher power into the process to eliminate shortcomings from discussions. Identify the problems, focus on the primary purpose to better direct the solution. Organize through facilitation. An observer will be able to keep up and not be confused. Invite a loving God and allow all to be heard. An observer would notice chaos. What is wrong with these people? That's it.
All right, so are you a three?
One more.
You're a three. Okay, we're all three.
Okay.
You're not working, right?
No.
All right. Dream an addict. And we had tradition three, the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. The two questions that we had, it was, who is missing from our meetings? And the second question is, how and why do outside issues affect opportunities for, opportunities for addicts to recover in our community? You'll find answers of both of them in what I read. They're not directly okay. The still suffering addicts, people coming in from professional settings to see what we do, so a normie, people who might use psychomeds and cannabis, drugs replacement therapy, World Service Bulletin, what my desires means to me is mine. There is a lot of judgment in the rooms. The fifth tradition, the message that we carry is blurred. Regulations, politics, when addicts bring those kind of topics in the rooms, it affects us. Disunity when there is discussion before meeting about personal issues. Pay attention to surroundings, misunderstanding. Members have judgment on another desire and what that means for them, for time, sorry. Desire to stop using, nothing else matters. Abstinence is not a requirement for membership. How can we improve home group meetings? Reach out to home group members, ties into tradition one. There's an interesting choice of words, desire to stop using. Stop using what? And then the four words that we have is the acceptance, tolerance, humility, humility and open-mindedness.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm Tony. I'm an addict. And I'm from what? Southern California region, specifically San Fernando Valley. I know, right? Okay, real quick, question one. So we answered the question separately. We answered the questions. So who's missing our meetings? The actively using addict, the addict on drug replacement therapy, the addict on chronic pain medication, the addict with clean time who has resentments towards the meeting or others, right? The newcomer who doesn't feel welcome, the person who cannot identify with the negative connotation or stereotype that comes with the word addict, the person who cannot identify with the word God language, the atheist. And so that was question one. Question two, how and why do outside issues affect opportunities for addicts to recover in NA in our community? Having a meeting in a facility which has rules that violate the tradition, especially the third tradition. Having meetings in a church which can conflict with outside cultural mores of a person. The police hanging out outside meetings keeps addicts away. Opinions about medications and psychiatry can interfere with addicts coming into recovery, and outside issue of geographic and transportation can interfere with an addict making it to a meeting.
All right. That's it. Did you want to go again?
We got all the pages? Okay, great. So, do you know how historical this is? This is the very first workshop in our community. So we just made history, folks. So, and whenever you ever seen a workshop this fall before? Yeah. On traditions.
Nice on traditions.
So I took four pictures from each corner. And if nobody objects, I'm going to give those to Nas. They asked me to take a few pictures. So if nobody objects, then I'm going to turn those pictures in. They're for internal use. They're not external. So you may find one of the pictures in the Nas news or something like that, or anyway, or something like that, maybe. So you look great. You look perfect. So we're giving away the books at the table, and Christine and I decided that it would be the persons that has the closest birth date to today. The closest to today, whether it's before or after, any birthday, that's what it is. So you guys figure that out.